The Cambridge Band Competition on Cambridge 105.
Heat 3 of the Cambridge Band Competition at the Portland Arms is usually where the more acoustic acts are programmed. And so, in the over 18 section, we had three singer-songwriters and an acoustic guitar band competing together for a place in the grand final. Unfortunately, in the under-18s heats, this logic didn't quite work out because of some of the prior commitments of some of the acts. In this edition of the show, we'll also be meeting another three of the judges at the competition. So back to the under-18s. We had Violet Flares, another four-piece all-girl band, this time coming from Huntingdon. The Green Brothers, two siblings rocking out on guitar and drums from Henham near Haverhill. And two singer-songwriters from Cambridge, Tom Leader and Henry O'Farrell. As usual, we will play a track from each of the acts in the order that they performed on the day. The host for this under-18s heat was poet and volunteer coordinator for Strawberry Fair, Mark McGiven.
First time in Cambridge, first time at the Portland Arms, Violet Flares.
Say see comes and goes in waves, and I am awake, I'm awake, drifting away, far
away. The Cambridge Band Competition on Cambridge 105.
Violet Flares taking the difficult first slot there with their song Burnout. Next up came the Green Brothers, and for just two of them, they managed to fill the hall with a lot of sound. Here they are playing their final number of the set.
This is our last song now, and it's called Sticky Dance Floors. Thank you all for coming.
Sticky dance flies and lies come on, an incredible feeling that you don't belong in the places you're found. You feel it's bound to be wasted on the young. Stick around at the faces found in the darkest places. It's a place of music, not romance. Take the wild guess of this, take a chance. Sticky dance, rise and lights. Come on, don't wait for applause in the music. There ain't one night of time to become one, but I won't be the same. I'm with you on the sticky dance floor. Hope you can find it. My head will be hiding, and my shoes ain't just don't fit. The top side, so I just rattle with a man. No, I won't be the same on the dance floor. Function, I was late to this. You hadn't only just had a few. The rules are breaking, my hands are shaking. Never thought of what I'm about to do. Look around at the faces found me in the darkest places. It's a place of music, not romance. Take a while, yes it is, take a chance. Sticky dance, rise and lights. Come on, no way for a pause in the music. There ain't one night of time to become one, but it won't be the same.
Thank you.
Thank you, that was the Green Brothers.
Time now to meet another one of our judges, and this time it's Barry Roberts. Barry is based in Huntingdon and is a musician with 40 years' experience. More recently, he's also been teaching guitar.
That's right. I've played in several bands right from the age of 20. I've been a guitar tutor for several years now and enjoying every minute of it. Predominantly teach at a shop called Music Street. Tony Rawson, who now owns it, has put the place on the map, really. High-quality gear at reasonable prices.
And Music Streets have also kindly donated a prize for one of the acts to receive at the finals. I asked Barry what he thought about the quality of the acts that he'd seen in the heat so far.
Absolutely brilliant. The standard this year is very high, and it's very hard to judge. Everything's so good.
I asked Barry what he would be looking for as a judge for the more acoustic acts.
people that can actually, you know, project their songs. It's very difficult as a solo artist to stand and entertain for, say, a 20-minute, 30-minute period. And, you know, I'll be looking for people that can interface with the crowd, can write their songs, their technical ability, and being able to carry a song properly.
Are you looking forward to the finals?
Yeah, absolutely. I tell you what, it's going to be a really good evening.
We now come to the third act in the under-18s heats, and it's Tom Leader, the first of two Cambridge-based singer-songwriters.
This is going to be my last song. It's called Stick With Me. Once again, in my bed, let the dream world take over my state. Is it like that when you're dead, asleep in your bed? So once again, I'll sleep all night long. Cause the storm is raging on now, and we're flying over wild, seeing things that don't make any sense. Cause I'm flying, I is watching us. But if you stick with me, then you'll be alright. Your eyes are like cold fire, burning me inside. Feathers weighing me down on these wings, they cool blue. Oh, why won't you let me? Spiders are crawling up my spine. Cause the storm is raging on now, and we're flying over wild. I'm looking down, seeing things that don't make any sense. Because I'm flying, the eye is watching us. But if you stick with me, then you'll be alright. It's foggy like in the hounds of the Baskervilles, and I go where my heart tells me to go. I need a light, if only you were there, cause you're the best light I know. I is watching us, but if you stick with me, then you'll be alright. If you stick with me, then you'll be alright. If you stick with me, then you'll be alright. Thank you.
That was Tom Leader. Have you got stuff online and all of that?
Yeah, on YouTube and SoundCloud.
Yeah, you can find them on YouTube and SoundCloud as well.
The Cambridge Band Competition on Cambridge 105.
To complete Heat 3 of the under-18s competition, we have 16-year-old singer-songwriter from Cambridge, Henry O'Farrell.
This next one's called Something True, and it is a true story. I'll just tell you a little bit about it. So it was a few months ago when I was walking around town, and this homeless lady came up to me and was asking me for some money, and I didn't have any. So we sort of started chatting, really, and she basically just told me about her life in a way, and it sort of touched me, so I thought I'd try and write it, put it into verse. So, yeah. I need a new house, a new home, a place to call my own. I'll fix this world and these sickening streets, all the things I've seen, the places I've been, and sitting around wasting away, wasting time and wasting life. And she said, spare a little money for me. I've got blisters on my feet and a hole in my lungs, oh, I can't breathe, oh no. And people don't see me anymore for who I'm for, like I'm a ghost. Whoa, it chills them to the core. I need a new house, a new home, a place to call my own. I'll fix this world and these sickening streets, all the things I've seen, the places I've been, and sitting around wasting away, wasting time and wasting life. Something in something true. I used to have a nice job, the good times would roll. The years of making money has taken its toll on me. Now I live from side to side, awaiting on money from passers-by. I need a new house, a new home, a place to call my own. I'll fix this world and these sickening streets, all the things I've seen, the places I've been, and sitting around wasting away, wasting time and wasting life. To believe something in something true. I need a new house, a new home, a place to call my own. Someday or someone will tell me something true again.
The Cambridge Band Competition on Cambridge 105.
Henry O'Farrell there, the final act competing in the under-18s heats. So, as the judges retired to add up their scores and work out who was the winner of the heat, Mark McGiven gathered the crowd together to conduct the audience cheer. A feature of the Cambridge Band Competition is that the act that gets the loudest decibel reading over all the heats also gets to play at the final, and this is true of the under-18s finals as well. Up until this point, the Catch were still leaders on the decibel meter, but a well-packed audience with their fans meant that the Green Brothers, despite not winning the heat, won through to the final on the audience cheer. Winners on the judges' scorecards, however, overcoming the disadvantage of having to play first, were Violet Flares, which means for the first time there will be two all-female bands competing in the under-18s final, which takes place this coming Mothering Day Sunday at 1 o'clock at the Portland Arms. A final not to be missed. Here are Violet Flares once more with their song Peachy.
I got too drunk last night, I had mixed drinks about mixed feelings. I'm not one to put up a fight, so I end up on the floor staring at the ceiling. I call you and I call you a nonce, but you're constantly on my mind. You say get some sleep because you're leaving next week. It's just so badly timed. Backseat boy, miss you when I drink a little bit. I'm addicted to your charm and I think you're wealthy. My friends on my phone cause they know that you're alone. I told them all about it. Hey, the backseat boy, the sound never felt so empty. Without you,
Cambridge Band Competition on Cambridge 105.
Helping to judge the competition this year is Carol Walker. Although it's her first year judging, it's not Carol's first experience of the band competition, as she won the prize for Best Acoustic Act last year and was a competitor in the finals herself.
Yes, I was. I was one of the harpists in Schrodinger Strings, and we entered and we got through to the heats. We came along and played and really, really enjoyed it. And we did attend some of the other heats as well, just to watch, and thought it was a brilliant competition, brilliant, brilliant bands and great standard of it.
Since you were in the band competition, what's happened to the band?
Well, we've done lots of festivals, gigs. We played Camp Festival last year. We've done a lot of pub gigs. We've been working hard on the album as well, and we've launched the album in February this year.
And you've kindly agreed to come and help out with the judging this year. And you were at the under-18s heat this afternoon. How did you find the standard?
Excellent standard. All four acts were brilliant. It was so hard to make a decision. It was very, very close, yeah. All were brilliant.
Your personal favourite, though?
My personal favourite was the girl band, the Violet Flares.
I asked Carol what she'll be looking for as she marks the acoustic acts in the over-18s heat.
I'm going to be looking for stage presence, which is so important, the technical standard of the playing, probably just because of my own background. I'm a classically trained pianist who's picked up the harp and self-trained on the harp, so I would always be looking for that technical side on the instrument. Standard of the original songs, is it different? Is it something a little bit more unusual? So, yeah, all those sort of things.
Are you looking forward to the final?
I'm really looking forward to it. Thanks, Greg.
So, on to the evening. And first up competing in the over-18s heats was 17-year-old Claudia Kate. Claudia's 18th birthday is before the finals at the Junction on Friday the 28th of April, so Claudia made the brave decision to compete in the over-18s category rather than in the under-18s. Out of over 70 entrants to the competition this year, she made it through to the over-18s heats, which is already quite a feat for someone who could have entered the under-18s competition. Her second song in caught the ear of the judges, so here it is.
This next song I wrote for my friend. It was a breakup song, and I'm really bad with advice, so I thought I'd write her a song. But yeah, this is called Sunrise. Hope you like it. Time they skipped a beat like her heart did. she heard him sweep. Should have known she'd drown in him, waiting for the sun to rise, catch the tide. Walk the earth before you leave. Walk with me.
The Cambridge Band Competition on Cambridge 105.
Second to play in the over 18 heat was Izzy Phoenix. Izzy lives just four doors down from me in Foxton, so I was quite glad not to have been one of the judges on this occasion. With a mesmerising stage presence and a voice that registers somewhere between Leonard Cohen and Tom Waits, one of the judges notes, Izzy Phoenix, gentle guitar riffs beautifully circling the deep, dark lyrics. Well, you be the judge, as here he is with My Turtle Songs.
Oh, so I'm going to play a couple of new ones. This one is My Turtle Song, and basically it came from when you've had enough of everything and you want to go and find a turtle and then swim in the ocean with it. But this song is for calling the turtle first.
Here I am, where will you be? I won't deny you, and I won't be sacrificed by you.
Guitarist Tim Bond also joins the judging panel this year. Tim is offering a prize of a day in his recording studio for the best acoustic act at the competition. So I asked him about his business.
So I run a little recording studio, just as you say, just outside Cambridge in Barton. We do all sorts of things there with bands and kinds of soundtrack type stuff, theatre. It's good fun.
You saw the under-18s acts this afternoon, Tim. What did you think of them?
Yeah, I was really impressed considering, you know, that's like no age, you know, these kids are, they've got so much talent. It was amazing, amazing.
I asked Tim what he would be looking for in the acts in the acoustic heat.
Yeah, so I suppose a kind of a mixture of elements, really. Ideally, something that is, there's more to it than just, you know, a guitar. Quite an eclectic sound. I like lots of layers, nice layers, various textures going on, that sort of thing.
Are you going to be joining us as a judge in the finals as well, Tim?
So I'll be down at the final. Yeah, looking forward to that. You've got to love the Junction. I can't wait for that. That'll be good.
Tim Bond there, who runs Bookmatch Studio in Barton. So on to the third act of the night, Cavetown. Cavetown lives at Trinity College in Cambridge, but he's not a student at the university, as he's actually studying at Hills Road Sixth Form College, and again, only just qualifies to be in the over-18s competition. But you know what they say? In the music business, if you're good enough, you're old enough. One judge noted that Cavetown's songs had sweet vocals and mesmerizing lyrics. And this next song caught the judge's attention, even though he played it on an instrument he wasn't used to.
Now this one's a bit of an experiment. I mean, it's usually played on ukulele, which is why I have this way up here. But I hope it sounds all right on guitar. It's called Hug All Your Friends. Sorry, I forgot to mention that.
And so, on to the final act of the night, Datum Plain, a four-piece acoustic band from Cambridge. Datum Plain are not unknown to the Cambridge 105 listener, as they frequently occupy the number one slot in the unsigned charts. These superbly reliable songsmiths never fail to put in a great performance, and they didn't disappoint us at the competition this time either. Here they are with Our Love. With the final performance done, all the judges retired upstairs to the green room to add up the scores, whilst the host of the night, JC, conducted the audience cheer. On this occasion, none of the cheers beat the decibel reading achieved by the rock band Volps, who are still in the driving seat to get through as the wild card to the final at the Cambridge Junction on Friday, April 28th. Eventually, the judges reappeared, and the foreman gave the paper with the result on it to JC to announce the winner.
That going through from the acoustic heat 3 to the finals to be held on April 28th at the Junction. Tickets are available tonight, by the way. You can get them from backstage over there in the stall, and you can also get from whoever I announce in the next 10 seconds. Cape Town!
So, Cape Town's sensitive songs emerged triumphant, just edging out the seasoned performers Datum Plain and the charming voice of Claudia Kate. I caught up with Cavetown after the excitement had settled and asked him for his reaction to winning.
Yes, actually, I'm very surprised. I thought it'd be the first act was her name Claudia.
Yeah.
I thought she was amazing, and yeah, I think it was. It's pretty crazy that it was unanimous for me to win. I think maybe I kind of interacted with the audience a bit more than Claudia did. I definitely think her voice was better than mine, but.
And how do you feel about playing at the finals at the Junction?
I'm excited, yeah. I love performing. I'm looking forward to it.
And you're at Hills Road, so it's kind of local for you.
Yeah, it is. Literally right across the street. So.
Fantastic. Thank you very much indeed. Cavetown.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So, with that, we just have time to play another couple more tracks from Cavetown. I'll let him introduce them.
The next one is a new one. It's not been released to the public yet. It's called Taking Care of Things. Where do the boys go when it gets cold out? Do they have a place to sleep? Where did their moms go? Did they get taken? Or had they had enough of taking care of things? It's hard to say if someone's at fault. If I don't do anything, is it my fault? Girls go when they feel frightened. Do they have something to eat? Where did their dads go? Did they get taken? Or had they had enough of taking care of things? We've gotta find a way to make this feel okay. Rock bottom for me is routine for someone else. I'm gonna take care of things. There's things I need to sort out. I'm gonna take care of things. 'Cause they're not where I need them right now. I know there's good everything, and it'll show itself when you're gentle to it. I'm gonna take care of things. Where does my mind go when it gets stupid? Is there anyone in there? Where did my friends go? Did they get taken? Or had they had enough of going to therapy? Sat in a cold room, the corners feel friendly. I think they'll take care of me. My brothers are circles, my sisters quadrilaterals, and they're all so pretty. I'm gonna take care of things. There's things I need to sort out. I'm gonna take care of things. 'Cause they're not where I need them right now. I know there's good in everything, and it'll show itself when you're gentle to it. Gonna take care of things. I'm gonna take care of things. And I have one more song for you guys. I want to explain what this one means. I haven't done that yet, but this one is an important song that I wrote about my friend Jack. We were next door neighbors when I lived in Oxford. I lived in Oxford until I was 8 years old. Yeah, people always ask me, well, who are you going to support at the boat races now? And I was like, I don't care, I'm eight. I didn't, but so Jack was my next door neighbor. We were very close. And when I moved, our families kind of drifted apart. And then in 2015 or 14, he was diagnosed with like leukemia. And I felt guilty for not rekindling that friendship. And he lost his battle, unfortunately, last year. And I want to do something for him. So I wrote this song. It's called Jack's Song. And the album that it's in, 60% of the proceeds are going to Cancer Research UK. Every single month I'm donating 60%. So it's an ongoing thing, indefinitely. So... thank you. So yeah, I just want to plug that. If you want to check out my Bandcamp, Cavetown, all one word, .bandcamp.com, you can support the album or just donate to Cancer Research. It's a good charity anyways, if you don't want the album. But yeah, if you don't want to hear my voice ever again, it's fine. So yeah, this is Jack's song, and this is for my friend Jack. I remember the view out the back of the car, left the front door wide open. Maybe it's a sign that we shouldn't be going. I didn't realize it'd be so hard, you and me, sitting on the trampoline. I think one time we fell asleep, woke up and felt like it had been weeks, and now it truly has been. Forgive yourself, it wasn't meant to be, but it's funny how life dealt this cheat to someone who could handle it so well. And while you sleep in the pouring rain, just know I'll be with you someday, and I'll have a good one till then, just like you told me. I wish we could have played that game sometime. I wish we talked more online. I'm glad you like my picture. I stuck it up inside my locker. Becoming disconnected really puts into perspective how important every friend is that makes you wanna live. And this time it's okay to cry. Black sweatpants and pasta with ketchup. When your sister ate the slug, it was the grossest thing ever. Collecting beetles in the garden together. You're welcome anytime in my dreams. Muddy hands and climbing trees. Sink toe while we brush our teeth. Striped shirts and hide and seek. It's all coming back to me. While you sleep on a sunny day, just know that I'll remember you always. And no matter how much it hurts, it's not goodbye, just see you later. And while you sleep in the pouring rain, just know I'll be with you someday, and I'll have a good one till then, just like you told me. Yeah, thanks.
we say to that? There's a new ginger in town. Cave Town!
The Cambridge Band Competition on Cambridge 105.
Apart from Cambridge 105, the Cambridge Band Competition has a lot of supporters and sponsors, and it's about time we gave them a bit of a mention. So, a big shout out to Barton Studios for providing the drum kit. Of course, for their venues, the Cambridge Junction, the Portland Arms. For Cambridge Live, for offering a prize of playing at the Big Weekend, the Flying Pig, the Vertical Rooms, the Plough at Shepworth, Relevant Records and Buckfest. It wouldn't be the same without you. Thanks, guys. The fourth and final heat of the Cambridge Band Competition takes place this Sunday at 7:30 in the Portland Arms, where Luna Falls, Two Cool Kid, The Hot 1-2 and Grass Roof will battle it out for the final place in the grand final at the Junction. In the under-18s final, Maverick, Pretty Ace, Violet Flares and the Green Brothers will also be performing for a place at the grand final, and of course a stage at Strawberry Fair. The under-18s final starts at 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon at the Portland Arms. We'd love to see you there. Come on down.